Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We're glad you can be with us as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
We had an interesting weekend. My wife and I were invited to a fundraiser on Saturday night for a local charity, local ministry called His Eyes on the Sparrow. And what that is a ministry devoted to caring for developmentally disabled people. They have two houses. This is a small ministry, but a really very noble, important ministry. We are particularly interested in supporting it because I have a developmentally disabled brother, 20 years younger than me, who lives with my sister Sharon in Akron, Ohio, and he visits periodically. So we went to the fundraiser, and we were really amazed at the speaker. The speaker was a justice of the Supreme Court of Michigan, Justice Richard Bernstein. He comes from a very famous family, a very famous law firm. Their billboards advertising their services were all over the area. But he has a very unique story, and he had a very inspiring story. He was born blind and grew up really feeling like what was in him, in his spirit, was stronger than his handicap. So he ended up going to law school. And that was a challenge. That was a chore. Law schools didn't want to admit him. And he worked extremely hard, 7 days a week, memorizing huge amounts of material. He had readers reading to him to help him. So he's had help all along the way, but it's pretty remarkable his perseverance and his willingness to work hard and his conviction that the spirit of man is stronger than his body. Well, he also became very interested in doing marathons. So he's run like a 17 or 18 marathons, and he's also done a strongman or triathlon type thing, you know, where you swim a couple miles and you run a long distance and you bike a long distance, and it's just one of the most grueling athletic kind of challenges that you can undertake. And he does it with a guide, you know, people help guide him when he's running, guide him when he's biking, but they don't help him. He has to do it himself, guide him when he's swimming. So he has to get strong athletes to help him. So one time he had the track team at Wayne State University here in Michigan help him. Another time he had strong athletes in Israel help him. He's Jewish, and he's a believing Jew. And that came out in his talk. He said that one day he was walking in Central Park, New York, on a pedestrian path when a cyclist out of control crashed into him and severely injured him. He said the pain was unbelievable. It was the strongest pain he ever experienced in his life, and he was in the hospital for 10 weeks. But when he got out of the hospital, shortly afterwards, he ran the New York Marathon. So pretty amazing determination, overcoming obstacles. And his legal practice has been, before he became elected to the Supreme Court, his legal practice was primarily devoted to advocating for the disabled. There's all kinds of hidden ways in which disabled people have a hard time participating in life today. So he would advocate for, you know, changing architectural details, implementing systems for crossing busy streets that have sound as well as, visual cues, and just all over the world kind of doing this and really making life easier for disabled people who already have so many obstacles to overcome. One of the themes, one of the interesting things he said was he talked about his campaign slogan when he's running for Supreme Court Justice. He had run previously for Attorney General and lost, and then he ran for Supreme Court Justice. He's now on his second 8-year term. So his campaign slogan was, "Life is unfair, but judges shouldn't be. Life is unfair, but judges should not be." So that's a darn good campaign slogan. I liked it. And then he also, throughout his talk, kept raising the deeper question, why do bad things happen to good people? And of course, this is the title of a well-known book by a Jewish rabbi. And basically what Justice Bernstein said is that he had to come to peace with accepting the circumstances that the Lord has given him or permitted in his life, and trust the Lord that in the midst of this severe disability, blind from birth, that the Lord has some good to bring out of it. And he had a lot of testimony to the good that the Lord's brought out of it. Now, I had a chance to meet him and shake hands with him and all that, but I didn't have a chance really to have a substantial conversation with him. And quite honestly, I don't know all his views. I don't know if I'd vote for him in the next election for Justice of the Supreme Court, but I do know that he is a man who's trying to follow the Lord as best he knows, and I just wish I had an opportunity to share some more with him about that. For example, there is going to be an amazingly just judge who judges the entire world and the whole history of the world and separate the sheep from the goats. There's going to be perfect judgment by a perfect judge. He's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Acts chapter 17 says the day of judgment has already been established and the judge has been appointed and made known in the sight of all by his resurrection from the dead. So I wish I could have talked to Justice Bernstein about the perfect justice of God that is coming in the person of his son, Jesus. Now, I know how hard it is for Jews to accept Jesus as God, but I wish I also had a chance to go on to say that the greatest evil the world has ever seen was the torture and execution of the most holy and just man that the world has ever seen. Absolute goodness was crucified. So why does bad things happen to good people? It's a mystery. It comes from sin. It comes from the devil. It comes from rebellion against God. It comes through this fallen world we live in. Like his campaign slogan said, life is not fair, but judges need to be fair. And so I just wish I could have talked to him about the fair judge who was crucified. The good man, nobody's been gooder. The good man who was crucified, taking upon himself our penalty so that our sins can be forgiven and that we can rise from the dead with him. I just wish I could have a chance to share that with him. He's open to the Lord. He's trying to follow him as best as he can. And I just wish I could tell him how his faith in God can be completed and fulfilled by recognizing the one that the Lord sent, his son Jesus, the most just judge there's ever been, who's going to bring perfect justice we could never dream of, and who suffered the most excruciating, unfair suffering and death, so that we could have our sins forgiven and we could be rescued from eternal death.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.